Well, if you can believe it, it's already week 13 of the NFL season. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. John Congemi, Jesse Agler. Little preview of this Sunday's game against the Jets. Let's start with their quarterback, the Miramar guy, Geno Smith. Been an up-and-down season, not just for the team, but for him as well.
A little bit of a roller coaster season for the young quarterback. 8 touchdowns, 18 interceptions. He's been sacked numerous times over the past couple of weeks. I think 7 to be exact. Hasn't thrown a touchdown and 5 interceptions over those last 2 games. So if the New York Jets are going to have success against the Dolphins, they're going to have to run the football. They're going to have to be very protective of Geno Smith. Now, that's saying that if he has a hot hand, they may use him a little bit more in the passing game, but I think it's run first for the Jets.
Yeah, and they do have a couple of guys back there to help him out. Defensively for the Dolphins, a little bit of practice almost for Geno Smith after facing a very mobile guy in Cam Newton the previous week. Geno Smith, though, not nearly as big as Cam Newton.
Well, Geno Smith is a guy that can run on the outside, but he's not as dynamic of a runner as Cam Newton. So I think that'll help the Miami Dolphins. They'll know where he's going to be. And his escapability isn't as vast as Cam Newton. So I think the Miami Dolphins have a chance, if they can stop the run or at least slow down the run, they can pin their ears back and get after the young quarterback.
Meanwhile, defensively, the Jets are very strong up front and probably a lot better than people would have expected coming in. You could say that about the team as a whole, and it's probably because of that defense.
Well, it all starts up front. You know, they're very good against the run, number one in the NFL against the run. And Sheldon Richardson, the defensive rookie player of the month last month, he's one of those guys that can get it done. And it's Copels up front, and it's Muhammad Wilkerson up front. They've got a lot of guys that can really shut you down, and they're dynamic. They can get after the passer. They can shut the run down. So that's going to make it tough for the Dolphins with a patchwork offensive line. Now, Mike Pouncey will be big if his addition is at center. You move Nate Garner back over to the left guard position. That will help the Miami Dolphins significantly, but you're not going to have Daniel Thomas. So Lamar Miller's going to have to step up. Mike Gillisley may have to step up. Marcus Thigpen in the running game will be asked to do some things. But it all starts with quarterback. Ryan Tannehill is going to have to find a way to move the football. And it may be difficult weather, may be windy, may be a little nasty outside. But he's going to have to take advantage of where the Jets give you some room to operate, and that's in the secondary. If Miami Dolphins can move the football aggressively through the air, that may open up the running attack.
Yeah, you'd love to see he and Wallace connect a couple more times deep as they did the other day against Carolina. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you're buckled up for what should be a very interesting month of December for this Dolphin team. For John Congemi, I'm Jesse Agler. Enjoy the game.